Can you hear me now?
Yes.
That's good. Worry. Right. Tonight, we're looking at God is not death. There's lots of scripture in the Bible which speaks about God and how He hears us. What I've got is a few scriptures that I'm going to talk, not a lot about, but I'm going to read the scriptures out first to you. And each scripture I've given a little title. So first, our position. And this is from Isaiah 59:1-2. Surely the arm of the Lord is not too short to save, nor his ear too dull to hear. But your iniquities have separated you from your God. Your sins have hidden his face from you, so that his he will not hear. Under the same heading, John 17:15, my prayer is not that you take them out of the world, but you protect them from the evil one. Our reaction. Philippians 4:6-7. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. The next heading, our power. James 5:16. Therefore, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective. The next heading, our path. 1 Peter 3:12. For the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are attentive to their prayer. But the face of the Lord is against those who do evil. And then the last title, our voice. Matthew 6:7-15. And when you pray, do not keep babbling like pagans, for they think they will be heard because of their many words. Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask him. This, then, is how you should pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we have also forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For if you forgive other people when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others their sins, your Father will not forgive your sins. Another scripture I'll just squeeze in before I talk a little bit is 2 Chronicles 7, verses 14. It says there, "If my people who are called by name will humble themselves and pray and see my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear them from heaven." Tonight, you may be thinking that sometimes God must be too busy, just can't hear what I'm saying. It may be that I'm just not saying it in the right way. It may be that I need to be a bit more repetitive with what I'm saying. Maybe he just can't quite understand what I'm saying. Now, I have a lot of foreign drivers that come in into my job surroundings because I take deliveries from all over the world. And there's a lot of foreign drivers that come in. Now, some of the drivers have not got a lot of English skills. And my tendency is to shout at them. But that doesn't really help the situation. And neither does it when we're talking to God. It doesn't matter how loud we are, how much we're trying to get our point across. God has very good hearing. Not only does he hear what our mind is thinking, he also knows it before we even say it. And the next thing I'm going to tell you is God hears us all the time. He hears us in anger. He hears us in sadness. He hears us in desperate situations. He hears us in our happiness. He hears us in our joy. God hears our loud, our quietest whisper and our loudest scream. And strangely enough, he hears us the very first time and every time. Language is not a barrier. A stutter, a slur, is not a problem. Our God understands each and every one of us all of the time. He is always attentive for us. We can talk to him at any time. We don't need to book a slot. We don't need to have an appointment. God is not deaf. You may have heard this before. A deeply religious man was perched on his roof, loudly praying because of the situation that he was in. A river close by to him had burst its banks, and flood waters were starting to swell around his house. The flood waters began to rise, and came to his feet before he got up onto the top of the roof. Now, as the flood waters rose, it became impossible for him to leave his house. Time went by, and a boat came past. Now, strangely enough, the boat had the guy's pastor in it. And he said to his congregation member, by now he was up on the roof, Come, get in. And the religious man said, "No, I'm up here praying to my God, to our Father, that He'll grant a miracle and save me from this situation." Later, the boat departed with the pastor on it. And time went by, the waters came further up the house. And this time, somebody from the rescue agencies came by in a boat and yelled to the man, "Come on, get in, I've got room in this boat for you." But again, the man responded exactly the same. "I'm praying that God will grant me a miracle and save me from this situation." The waters started to cover the house totally and came up to the man's chin height. And he noticed a helicopter flying by with a rope lowered down to it. And over a loudspeaker, a man from the helicopter said, "Grab the rope! Come on, save yourself and I'll pull you up and take you to safety." They turned down the offer, saying, "My prayers will be answered." Finally, the man gulped his last breath as the waters covered him. He found himself in heaven with broken faith. He said to Peter at the gates, "God, I was asking God for a miracle and He let me down." Peter said, "I don't know why you're complaining. I sent two boats and a helicopter. Perhaps we've heard this message before. But did it change us? Did it change the way we pray? The way we talk? Did it change how we interpret the answer? Did it fit into our way of thinking or God's way of delivering? If not, did we do the same thing again? Just like this man in the story. Hey God, I'm waiting. I'm waiting. I'm saying it again and again. Or did we just accept it and say, thank you, God. Thank you, God, for hearing me. And then see the revelation of the answer to prayer. Amen.